I point out to them that if we were a mile closer to the sun, we would burn up. Maybe half a mile. And if the moon wasn't just where it was, we wouldn't have clouds or rain and the oceans would fly apart. Anybody ever wonder about that? How it just happened to be just so? And then I like to think about the wildebeest. The wildebeest decide in November that they're going to go 1,200 miles south. And why do they do that? So that they can fertilize, I used to say, shit all over. They can fertilize the African plains so all the animals can live. And then they turn around and they go the other way. Now, who told them to do that? You see, you can see in nature, if you study scripture in Romans, in the first two chapters, he talks about God has revealed himself in nature to all of us, if we look. And God has revealed himself to all of us. And so, and then here I wrote, the belligerent one is narcissistic and omnipotent at the same time. And that's a bad combination. I guess my daughter called and cut off the recording. So we'll do two together. Okay, this is part two. I'll splice it. At this juncture, his AA spots are usually last. Maybe I should just shut up. That's a warning from God. And why do we laugh at people? Because we see people who are dying and they won't give up on themselves. They still have a plan. This newcomer thinks he's just about the last straw. This is the beginning of the end. And so it is, the beginning of the end of the old life and the beginning of his emergence into a new one. So we go from old ideas to new ideas. Now why are some people belligerent? Because they're not open-minded. They don't have the open-mindedness of a dying person, right? They're not willing to do it. So the sponsor says, take it easy. The hoop you have to jump through is a lot wider than you think. At least I found it, so this is what somebody was telling someone. So did a friend of mine who was a vice president of American Atheist Society. But he got through with room to spare. Remember, we don't tell the new person what God is or whatever. We tell them that if you do this, God will reveal himself to you and you tell us. See, AA is an experiment. If you're a hopeless condition of mind and body, if you try this, let us know what happens. And isn't that what we're supposed to do? I mean, that we're supposed to tell the person. Well, I know you're telling me the truth, the newcomer says. It's no doubt a fact that AA is full of people once believed as I do. But just how in these circumstances does a fellow take it easy? That's what I want to know. That agrees the sponsor. It's a very good question indeed. I think I can tell you exactly how to relax. You won't have to work at it very hard either. Listen, if you will, to these three statements. So the first statement, he says, is Alcoholics Anonymous does not demand that you believe anything. Two, all of its 12 steps are but suggestions. Second, to get sober and to stay sober, you don't have to swallow all of step two right now. He says, I don't know if it's the sponsor talking or Bill W., say, looking back, I found that I took it peaceful myself. Third, all you really need is a truly open mind. Just resign from the debating society and quit bothering yourself with such deep questions as whether it was the hen or the egg that came first. Again, I say, all you need is an open mind and willingness, right? We talk about that all the time. But I don't know how you come to believe piecemeal that there's a power that can bring you to sanity. But I guess as the more you do, God, more of God is revealed to you. And I think that's what they're talking about. And I wrote here, if you truly take step one 100%, step two usually follows. You become willing to believe. You know, if you're really done, maybe people could talk about that. Then he talks here, and I'm going to end soon. You'll be glad to know. He says, I had scientific schooling, the sponsor says. He worships science. As a matter of fact, I still do, all except the worship part. And then he talks about scientific progress, search and research, always with an open mind. When I first looked at AA, my reaction was just like yours. This AA business, I thought, is totally unscientific. Well, this isn't a science class, is it? No. This I can't swallow. I simply won't consider nonsense. Then I woke up. I had to admit that AA showed results, prodigious results. And are we showing that today to new people? That's the question. Are we showing that? Is our meeting showing the results of taking the steps? And that's something we need to think about. He saw that my attitude regarding these things had been anything but scientific. It wasn't AA that had closed mind, it was me. And here he says a key point. The minute I stopped arguing, I began to see and feel. That's the beginning of changing your mind. Remember it says, there's one who's all powerful, that one is God, may you find him now. We stood at the turning point, right? You've heard that? Well, at the turning point, are you going to turn 100%? Are you going to completely abandon yourself to God? And the minute you stop arguing, the minute you change your attitude, you're not having old ideas anymore, right? And so the minute I stopped arguing, I could begin to see and feel. Because once you're arguing and you have a closed mind, you can't see or feel anything. And so the one thing you want alcohol and your unmanageable life to do is beat you down and make you open-minded. Step two, gently and very gradually began to infiltrate my life. He's talking about, somebody's saying this, I can't say upon what occasion, upon what day I came to believe in a power greater than myself, but I certainly have that belief now. I believe that there was a power that could help me in AA. I believe that because I saw it. I couldn't argue with the people who don't believe in God should come to an AA meeting. And we should show them a video of our last day. Right? And what it was like. Make them watch it. We should watch it. And then what our lives are like now. And if you can't believe in God and go see it from an AA meeting, you never will. I mean, we are the examples. We are supposed to be the example. Joe and Charlie talks about the newcomers, just the person hasn't worked the steps. The old timer is the one who's worked the steps. The newcomer comes and sees the old timer. The old timer takes him through the steps. And then the newcomer becomes an old timer. And so we're witnesses. And this is our testimony, is the big book to the world. And then we give testimony at meetings. And then I'm going to end with this. To acquire it, I only had to stop fighting and practice the rest of AA's program as enthusiastically as I could. And we read at every meeting, God can and will if he has sought. Anybody ever heard that? Now, he won't and can't if he's not sought. That's a promise too. So how do you make somebody open-minded? How do you make them willing? How do you break down their belligerence? It has to come from them. But you have to be an example and maybe talk about where you were so they can see what happened to you can happen to them. Okay. All right. All right. We're done.